2. Historical buildings. Overlooking the large central square near the town hall, Palazzo Frova represents a classic example of a 19th century stately building. The three-story house has a rusticated facade with a large balcony. The final melding dates back to 1858 and gives the building an effect of imposing verticality. Later, the palace develops with two buildings with a more contained profile, which enclose a large courtyard, then continuing with a farm in which the stables, equipped with slender granite columns and the large ice house of circular shape, stand out for the originality of the structures. The building owned by the municipality is closed to the public and needs restoration work, especially inside. We invite you to continue towards the Palazzo Comunale, Town Hall, formerly the town's elementary school. On the facade of the noble 18th century workmanship palace, you can see the commemorative plaque in memory of the birth in Rosasco of the physicist Ferdinando Bruzzotti, 1839 to 1899, forerunner of Thomas Edison in the invention of the electric lamp, with a patent dated November the 30th, 1877, and preserved at the University of Pavia. In the council chamber, there are 6 paintings on a gold background from the 14th and 15th centuries, restored in 1968, depicting St. Thomas, St. Dominic, St. Benedict, St. Catherine of Alexandria, St. Clare, and the Three Holy Martyrs. Moreover, maps of the territory and ancient finds are exposed. You can visit it by booking at the Town Hall. In front of the Palazzo Comunale, Town Hall, you can quench your thirst with fresh water from the recently installed public water dispenser, built in absolute respect for the style of the historic centre and displaying the coat of arms of the town painted by the local artist Giovanni Bossi. Back to the square, you can then admire the beautiful complex of the ancient weighing machine with paintings depicting the paddy fields and the characteristic face of the Camparo, field warden, and then head east to visit the Torre del Consegno, Consegno Tower. The castle of Rosasco, built towards the end of the 9th century, is one of the oldest castrense structures in Lomellina. A vast fortified system, still recognizable in its perimeter, although it went through a serious devastation in 1630 by the Marshal of France Croquis, then followed by the total destruction of the walls by the Savoy militia in 1643. The long and bloody 30 Years' War provides the background of both events. Today, only 2 towers remain visible and very well preserved, thanks to a diligent work of restoration, while a third one is incorporated in the complex of the parish church. The imposing Torre del Consegno, Consegno Tower, so called in the Napoleonic period, as it was used to summon the young men of the town destined to enlist, overlooks the east side of the town square. The entrance tower had a drawbridge and a postella, postern, for pedestrian passage. On the right in the passageway that leads to the citadel, there is a plaque with an interesting historical description. Now you can continue on the cobbled street surrounded by the houses of the town centre, which still preserves an urban development typical of medieval fortified villages. On the left you can see the tall and slender Ghibelline Tower with its unusual rectangular plan, which rises 25 metres in the highest part of the historical centre. In particular, from the top, you can enjoy a suggestive view of Rosasco and the surrounding territory. Both towers can be visited a few times a year. The dates when it is possible to visit them are displayed on the website of the municipality or on the Facebook page of the Municipality of Rosasco.